Housing costs in Buncombe County have been a persistent issue for years. Now, in the wake of Hurricane Helene, experts say the damage wrought by the storm is likely to make things even more expensive for local residents. Blue Ridge Public Radio's Felicia Sonmez has more.
Late last summer, federal data showed that for the first time in years, rents were on the decline in Buncombe County as supply began to catch up with demand. Then, Hurricane Helene hit. Now, as the region continues its recovery, local and state housing experts say workers can once again expect their housing costs to increase. Stephanie Watkins-Cruz is the director of housing policy for the North Carolina Housing Coalition.
Even before Helene, the living wage and the housing wage were increasing. And so with Helene and the immense damage to the housing stock, that's an additional really sort of generational level of demands. And so I would say this is probably going to amplify that even more.
This week, the coalition released its annual findings on the number of residents who are cost burdened, meaning they spend at least 30% of their income on housing. In the state of North Carolina, 28% of people are cost burdened. In Buncombe County, that number is a bit higher at 30%. Those numbers are based on data collected before Helene hit. Watkins-Cruz says that for many of those who were already struggling to afford housing in Buncombe County, the storm has only made things even harder, and they may be forced to leave for other areas. Sam Stites, who works for the nonprofit Just Economics WNC, says there has long been a disconnect between wages and housing costs across the country.
Housing is accelerating at a rate that really just can't be caught up with on the workforce side of things.
Stites is the coordinator of the nonprofit's Living Wage Program, which seeks to raise the wage floor by encouraging local employers to commit to paying their employees a living wage each year. The state's minimum wage remains the same as the federal minimum wage, $7.25 an hour. It hasn't risen since 2009.
The market is failing to increase wages at an adequate rate. The government is certainly failing to increase the minimum wage or have a positive impact on wages at any sort of rate. But a program like ours, which is a third-party mechanism to increase wages, we know is having an impact, a positive impact on wages.
Last year, local employers reported making a total of $1.4 million in wage increases to meet the program's living wage standard. According to Just Economics WNC, in Buncombe County, the living wage is currently $23.15 an hour. That's the minimum amount a person working full-time would have to earn in order to qualify to rent a one-bedroom apartment. This year, it's about 5% higher than it was last year. Watkins-Cruz says the Housing Coalition is urging state and local governments to help workers in the post-Helene economy through programs like rental assistance and support for local businesses.
Stabilizing funds in those ways, supporting, you know, the local economy, but also making sure that the money and the information is better coordinated and is getting out the door much faster. We already know that it could take a very long time, even though we know we have money coming.
In the past, she says, federal disaster funding has often taken years to be allocated. For BPR News, I'm Felicia Sonmez.
For more in-depth coverage of Western North Carolina's housing crisis in the wake of Hurricane Helene, you can always go to our website, bpr.org.